My name is Edon Gortzak, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia Elementary. And I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Ordinary, in which Landon, the owner of Bolt, is upset that Bolt can't function the way other robots do. Landon has to overcome the adversity of Bolt's clumsiness as well as an even bigger challenge. Slowly, I rose from the sofa and walked to the window. Peering through the blinds, I looked up. Gasping, I ran outside. The sun was gone. It wasn't just overcast, it was gone. Neighbors were walking around nervously, pointing to the sky. I waited a few moments before I went back into my house. Picking up the phone, I called my dad. "Go to the station," he said. "My shuttle will arrive at 5:53. Don't be late and take Bolt with you." Running, I left the house. Bolt glided swiftly beside me, heading to the Newville subway station. It was frightening out in the dark with nothing to guide me but a few street lamps. Bolt tagged along and was trying to keep up with me. I turned to watch him spin off into the purple velvet bushes. I waited a minute to let Bolt regain his composure. We were nearly at the station. There we would wait for my dad. "Dad!" I exclaimed.
"Hey, Landon, what do you think about this?" he asked.
"I don't know. You always figure something out, Dad," I replied.
"Well, I wish I had magic powers to bring back the sun," my dad joked. "Let's go get a bite to eat in the meantime," he suggested. We left the station and headed for Pizza Galactico. All we could do is wait until the sun comes back.
The next morning when I woke up, my parents were still home.
"No use going to work in this mess," they explained.
As I spooned Lucky Charms into my mouth, Bolt came wheeling around the corner and bumped into the kitchen counter. I eyed him suspiciously. Surely a robot, even one like Bolt, would have enough precision to steer around the corner. I sighed. "Why does he have to be so clumsy?" I thought to myself. I didn't have an appetite anymore. I cleared my bowl and went to my room. It felt like midnight without the sun. My family gathered around the large television to listen to the news.
"The sky has been black for 28 hours now, and it looks like it could be a wa—"
My dad shut off the TV.
"No use sitting around listening to what we already know," he said to us.
"Yeah," I replied quietly. Bolt sat on the floor, hoping to be useful. He followed me when I went to the kitchen. Whirling around, he knocked over a pile of Dad's work files. Instantly, he turned towards me, begging for mercy. I reached open his control box. He spun to try and avoid me, but I held him firmly. 48932, the code I had memorized when I first got Bolt. Quickly, the problem became clear. After the collision with the purple velvet bush, a small thorn had gotten lodged between Bolt's reactors. Reactors are two small plates in a robot's wiring that control its movements. If an object, even as small as a Cheerio, gets stuck between them, the robot would malfunction and become clumsy. This explained Bolt's accidents. I pulled the small thorn out of the reactors and they slipped back into place. Bolt seemed to relax.